You're listening to The Scene. I'm Rachel Otwell with NPR Illinois, and this is Illinois Edition. And Scott Fingold is here from the Illinois Times.
Indeed.
And we have a few interviews to bring you today about different events going on in the central Illinois area. And as always, we have a roster of a few other events that we're just going to kind of go through and tell you a little bit more about. So, Scott, a kind of family-friendly production, Oliver, is happening at the Playhouse on the Square in Jacksonville.
Yes, Oliver, of course, is based on the Charles Dickens novel Oliver Twist, and it's kind of a upbeat version of a fairly dark story with some songs that are well known, including "Consider Yourself Well In" and all those types of things. It's a fun show, there's been a film version of it. It's been a while since they've done that, but definitely check out Oliver. It's catchy tunes and great Dickensian action.
And then in Champaign, the Appleseed Collective will be playing on Thursday night at Cowboy Monkey Venue. It had originally been scheduled for the Accord, but now it will be taking place at the Cowboy Monkey. And so to give you a little sense of what the Appleseed Collective sounds like, here is a song. This one's called Steps and Numbers. And so a festival happening in Springfield, Down Home Fest. This is one that really focuses on highlighting talent from the area, from Springfield, and branches out, as we'll hear from a Springfield native who's now from Chicago, will join us at the end of the program to talk a little bit more about his group that will be performing. But Scott, why don't you tell us about some of the other bands that will be performing Friday and Saturday downtown Springfield?
Sure. There's quite a few bands that are going to be playing Friday night. Owen and Dooley will be performing along with the Love Hogs, who I think they had been broken up for quite some time and reformed for last year's Down Home Fest, and they're back at it. Deep Hollow, who also played last week as part of the BR66 Festival, are back on the block for that Friday show. Saturday, some pretty exciting stuff. There's a couple of punk bands playing at 6 and 8 p.m. on the 7th Street stage, Hospital Job, a relatively young band from the Black Sheep scene, and then the Timmies, who are definitely stalwarts of the local independent punk scene. And then They Came in Droves is playing, a band that name that might be familiar to people who are around Springfield in the late 80s, early 90s. They are reforming to play at Down Home Fest. Also on Saturday, Annihilate will be playing at the Washington Street stage at 11, preceded by Josh Catalano and the Dirty Thoughts. Josh, this whole Down Home Festival sort of being his brainchild and the thing that he really brings to the community every year. Other stuff going on, Arlen Peebles, known to some of you as the co-host of the studio show, will be performing at 5 p.m. on the singer-songwriter stage, along with Square of the Roots and other artists of that caliber. So great, big, fun, all kinds of music happening Friday and Saturday at Down Home Music Fest. So check out their website for the complete lineup.
In lieu of Culture Corner this week, we have an interview. This is from The Boys from Nantucket. That's the name of a musical that's happening at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. It's written by Ken Bradbury, and Well, the guys are here, so I'll let them tell you all about it.
I'm Ken Bradbury, and I wrote and I directed the show.
I'm Jim Yale, and I guess you could say I've rewritten portions of the script.
Yes, he
not
has.
By design, and I play Oscar Cantor in the show.
All right. Well, Ken, let's start at the very basics here with you and give us a gist of what The Boys from Nantucket, what the premise is.
Well, the premise is a Broadway, famous Broadway writer who suddenly lost his partner. His partner had an accident. He was playing the piano for a show, and he was killed by his own piano. He was on a hydraulic lift, the piano, and the bad part was it was a really good song that he was killed in the middle of. So he advertises for a co-writer, and this young kid from Juilliard School of Music shows up, and they do not match at all.
So a little odd couple take on.
Yeah, even odder.
Yeah. So what's the time period here?
It's current day. In fact, okay. We make several references to things that are playing or have played on Broadway. So it's present day.
And like last time you were here, of course, we were talking about the one man production about Abraham Lincoln. And I think a lot of people know historic works that you do. Is this a departure from that for you or?
Yeah. I mean, no one dies in this show. I've written a lot of historical drama, but some of the comedies and musicals haven't made it this direction in Springfield. But yeah, I've been writing comedies for lots of years.
Great. And so, John, do you want to tell us a little bit about the music and what it was like pairing that with what I'm sure is an amazing story told by Ken?
Yeah, it was the first time I'd gotten to write music for pretty much anything, so it was kind of a big deal for myself. And we tried a few different ways of, you know, he would give me the lyrics and then I'd try to write the music, or I'd give him the music and then he'd come up with the lyrics. And I think we decided that there's no good way to do it.
We have
right?
no idea. John's big modest. He's a stinking genius.
No, I mean, kidding.
I have to work hard to get anything down on paper, and he does it driving down the road. I just want to slap him. My goal is to work with John before he starts charging me for it.
Well, John, what's your background? You're obviously a relatively young guy. How'd you get into the writing music for musicals?
Well, I guess it started with Ken, actually. When I was in third grade, I was in his Triopia High School production of Samson. I was young Samson, and that's kind of what started my love, my passion for act. And from there, I was in his theater class in high school, and then I went to Illinois College on a theater scholarship, and it was my minor was theater. And in between then and there, I was doing shows here and there, and it was fun. And I graduated from IC, and we Ken and I do gigs sometimes, just music gigs on the piano. I've always played the piano. I took lessons when I was in about first, second grade, and then I kind of stopped after that. And I'm just sort of self-taught. I play by ear a lot, so that kind of made it challenging, because if we ever need to write the music down for this show, Ken, we might not be able to, because I don't know how to read it.
That means you have to play it the same way twice in a row, of course. John will also be studying with Second City later this fall in Chicago.
Yeah. So. Very cool.
Yeah.
And so speaking of music right now, we are going to play the music that's part of the song called Beyond the Horizon, and that is from Ken Bradbury's play called The Boys from Nantucket. Listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition, and I'm joined now by a group of guys, all part of the Boys from Nantucket. And that production will be at the Hoagland Center for the Arts Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and then Sunday at 4 p.m. Jim, you are one of the actors. Tell us a little bit about your character and why, how you got involved in the show.
There's a little bit of a backstory for this, I guess. John and I had done a show called Genesis, the musical that that Ken wrote. And after our run, we were all, you know, together and kind of spur of the moment turned to Ken and said, you know, John and I had a, you know, pretty good chemistry on stage. Why don't you just write a show for us? Almost halfway joking. And as is typical with Ken, about 2 weeks later, the first act was already done. So and then shortly after that, John already had started the music. I just try to kind of keep up with these two guys. But I play Oscar Kander. In Oscar's world, the show revolves around him. Oscar is pretty much a really old, you know, dyed-in-the-wool musical writer. He doesn't believe in laser beams or fog machines or people, you know, made up like cats and things like that. Not that there's anything wrong with any of those.
And I see here, Jim, that you had said that you think Mr. Ken Bradbury over here wrote some of his own playwriting anxieties into the show.
Oh, my.
Did I share that?
I saw that. My goodness.
There is a story behind the story for folks that come and see the show, I think. And if they know Ken, then they're going to see quite a bit of Ken in the script.
But the word anxieties doesn't even touch it. Panic, it's fear, it's seriously, sort of. You really don't know. This is not a science. You think you've got a show, but until the audience responds, you really have no idea. Yep. We've done the shows over the last year for two different venues, and of course at live theater, it varies night for night. We're still tweaking things. Even before we get to the Hoagland, there'll be some changes in the show. Won't there, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Ken, you've had, you know, you'd think the anxiety would have passed by now, I guess. The prolificness of your work, though. You put out so much, but it's every time you still get nervous before.
Yeah, and I'm really afraid that if I ever lose the anxiety, then I won't have it anymore. So it's a comfortable pain to have.
A productive force.
Yeah.
One of the great things about doing original works, especially Ken's works, but doing original theater, original music, is that the audience doesn't know what's coming, and neither do we.
So who is this for? Who would be the, you know, a good, I mean, I know the answer generally is everybody, but is it a more adult theme anyway?
Yes, not because there's any rough language in it or anything, but yeah, as far as something that people will understand, I think it helps to be an adult.
And if I can add to that, I think it is like a clashing of generations. That's the plot, I think. So there's stuff for, you know, the younger generation, and there's things that the older generation. No offense, Ken, but
sorry, I didn't hear you. I don't have any hearing on that side.
But yeah, I think there's a little bit for everybody in it.
Toward the end of the play, Jim's character makes the comment that he's afraid he's not relevant anymore, and that's his greatest fear. And so many people in the audience have identified with that, even though they have nothing to do with theater or show business. I mean, it's a universal theme.
That was Ken Bradbury. He was joined by Jim Yale and John Love. They're the co-stars of a musical Ken wrote. It's called The Boys from Nantucket. You have a few chances to see it over the weekend, Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. Again, that's at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. Now we are joined by one of the performers for the Down Home Music Festival, Kayvon Eftekhari, who used to live in Springfield, right?
Yes, actually I was born and raised there. Mm-hmm.
And you're now in a band based in Chicago called Fire Hot Opera. Give us a sense of what that band's about.
Well, I would say the genre is kind of old school rock and roll. We try to get that 50s, 60s kind of feel. There's a lot of us in the band. We have, you know, there's me playing piano and singing, and we have a bass player, guitar player, drummer, two other singers and three horn players. So there's nine of us on stage.
So how did you get to Chicago, and what kind of influenced the style of music you do now?
When I was living in Springfield, I like I said, I was born there, and I moved to Chicago when I was about 20, so I lived there for a while. And in Springfield, we played a lot of shows, just a band that I had there that we'd play at, like, you know, Bread Stretchers or places that used to exist that probably don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But, what band was it that played at
Bread Stretchers? We were called Delusions of Grandeur. Just been playing, and I played in a band called Robot Lounge for about 10 years almost. And then I recently started, and between then I've been, you know, I'm a piano man at various piano bars here in Chicago, most notably Zebra Lounge. Yeah, basically I started the band because I wanted to do something that was, I felt like I was getting lazy as a musician. I was just like not learning anything new, and I was doing solo stuff, you know, at the piano bars. So I wanted to do something that was very labor intensive and required a lot of writing and a lot of rehearsal and a lot of pieces. And so I started this thing called Fire Hot Opera, where I would essentially just use it as a tool to write all the songs that I would write, and I would try to connect them through musical interludes. So basically, if you listen to the whole album all the way through, there's no stop, there's no song breaks. It just goes all the way through. Every song has a different interlude that connects it in some clever way, or try to be clever. But yeah, but basically what we do, though, is when we're live, we mix it up. So we will change the order of everything, where the word opera comes from in the title, because it's all, you know, continuous.
So we've been speaking with Kayvon Eftekhari. He is a Springfield native living in Chicago now, but he'll be coming back home for the Down Home Festival, which we talked about earlier in the show. That's happening this weekend in Springfield, in downtown Springfield. The group's called Fire Hot Opera. Tell us a little bit about one of your songs, and we'll use that as our song of the week as we round out this episode.
The song that we're going to do here is called Decisions. It is midway through the album, and this is a kind of a rocker. Features me on vocals and also Bethany Thomas on vocals, who is a Chicago native, very talented singer. So I have a few different singers in the group, and we like to mix it up. What you'll be hearing is Decisions by Fire Hot Opera.